Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan has ended. The month of fasting and qiyam and tarawih has ended. We all felt happy for the arrival of the month of Ramadan. And we all felt sad for the departure of Ramadan. Today, I would like to invite all of us to contemplate and to think about the reason of why we feel sad for the departure of Ramadan. Is it because we missed the different dishes that are served usually during the iftar time? Or is it because we missed the specific type of halwa that is provided or that is made during the month of Ramadan? Or is it because we missed those social gatherings that take place during the month of Ramadan? If this is the reason, then we really need to pause and re-evaluate our understanding of the basis of Islam, and we need to correct our intention. If the reason for our sadness for the departure of Ramadan was because we missed Faridatul Siyam, then we have to really realize that there are many other obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. There are even obligations who are dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have a greater position in the sight of Allah than Faridatul Siyam, than the obligation of Siyam. Like As-Salah. Salah is the second pillar of Islam after Shahada, after bearing witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah and Muhammad is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear brothers and sisters, this is a reminder of this great obligation, an obligation that takes place in every day, five times a day. How many people fast? And how many people pray the five daily prayers? You will be amazed to find that those people who observe Siyam are more in number than those people who pray regularly five times a day, even though Salah is more important and dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has a greater position in His sight. You know, brothers and sisters, Salah, what is the meaning of Salah? From linguistic point of view, Salah means dua, supplication. And it is used in the Quran and the Sunnah in this meaning. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. صَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ here means pray for them, supplicate for them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told those who are invited and they are fasting, if they don't want to fast, فَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, meaning pray for the hosts, for those who are inviting you to break your fast. So this is from linguistic point of view. But salah as a term in Islam means عِبَادَةٌ لِلَّهِ ذَاتُ أَقْوَالٍ وَأَفْعَالٍ مَخْصُوصَةٍ مَعْلُومَةٍ مُفْتَتَحَةٍ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ مُخْتَتَمَةٍ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ. This is the definition of salah. It is an obligation, a ibadah, an act of worship which includes certain statements and certain actions that start by our saying Allahu Akbar and ends by saying Assalamu Alaikum. And salah was called salah because it is basically dua. It is supplication. So salah is a supplication. It is a supplication of mas'ala, And it is a supplication of ibadah. There are two types of dua. Dua al-mas'ala is when one asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something by his tongue. Either to ask for some benefit that one wants to attain, or ask Allah to alleviate some harm from befalling the person. This is dua by his own tongue. Now there is a dua by action, which is in every act of worship that we perform, in every righteous deed that we do. We really do that act of worship seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for the mercy of Allah. So we are asking for paradise and asking the protection from the hellfire and asking for the reward of Allah by action. You know, actions speak louder than words. And this is the meaning of dua al-ibadah. It is when our actions speak and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I'm in need of your mercy. O Allah, protect me from your punishment. And salah is a dua in this sense. Dear brothers and sisters, what is the ruling of salah? And this is something that we teach our children. But it's a reminder that this is an obligation by the consensus of the scholars of the Muslims. There is no disagreement between the scholars of the Muslims about the fact that this is a well-established obligation of Islam. There are evidences in the Quran, evidences in the Sunnah, evidences from the statements of the scholars. There are scholars who quote the consensus of the scholars throughout the centuries of the Muslims that this is a well-established obligation of Islam. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَنْقُوتًا. Indeed, prayer has been an obligation that was enjoined upon Muslims as an obligation that is performed in specified times. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Bukhari and Muslim from the narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسٍ. Islam was built upon five, meaning five pillars. And the second one, immediately after shahadat la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah, they witness that there is no god worthy of worship but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, comes wa iqamat as-salah, establishing prayer. So it is the most important obligation in Islam after la ilaha illallah. And since all of us say la ilaha illallah and we don't need to really embrace Islam every day, rather all of us are Muslims, then in practical terms, salah is the most important of our deeds, and therefore we should give this obligation our undivided attention and make it number one in our priorities. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is one of the pillars of Islam. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is amuduhu, meaning amudul Islam, meaning the pillar of Islam, meaning it is the foundation. And if it is not there, or if it collapses, then the whole building, the whole structure that is upon that pillar, that is upon that foundation, will collapse. And therefore, our scholars differed concerning the ruling of someone who abandoned the prayer. Some group of scholars, they say those who abandon prayer, even if they believe in it, believe that it is an obligation from Allah, they go out of the fold of Islam. I personally don't subscribe to this position. However, I quote it all the time to draw the attention of the people about the severity of the issue. That there are some very pious, very renowned, very well-respected scholars, such as Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, who says that if one abandons prayer, he goes or she goes out of the fold of Islam. So the matter is extremely serious. And all of them agree, without any difference of opinion, that if one denies that it is an obligation in Islam, he goes out of the fold, or she goes out of the fold of Islam. So the difference about those who believe in it, but out of laziness they don't perform it. The majority of the scholars, they say that it is a major sin that requires a major punishment in this life, before the hereafter, but it does not take the person out of the fold of Islam. It is serious. And again, the reason it is serious, because it is everything in the life of a Muslim. Everything. It is the source of the guidance for the Muslim. It is the source of help for the Muslim. It is the source through which the Muslim can derive power, strength, perseverance, and it is the source of the richness of the Muslim. It is a station through which one can attain tranquility, peace of mind, and have his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any intermediary. A direct connection with the King of all kings. How beautiful is this? How beautiful is this? So, and the heart without this connection is like a barren land. Have you seen a land that is dry, that suffered from years without rain? How it becomes very dry and it starts to crack. This is the condition of the heart without this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with this connection comes the nutrition, comes the rain that irrigate the heart and cause the iman to grow, cause our hope for the mercy of Allah to grow, cause our reliance upon Allah to grow, causes our fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grow, build all the good meanings of al-ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, build in us our consciousness of the greatness of Allah, our consciousness of the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, build on us the true meanings of iman. It is the prayer, dear brothers and sisters. So how could a person live without prayer? How can we stand in the face of the challenges of the daily life without prayer? How can we not have a way through which we can resort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for His protection, ask for His guidance, ask for His help? Many of us suffer from depression, from miserable conditions, from hardships. What is the way? If we don't have Allah to ask, you know what is the solution in a non-Muslim community? Just resort to drugs, alcohol. And if nothing works, just you can take away your life and exit from this life. And this is the difference. This is the difference that the iman can make. That it gives you hope. It builds your iman in you. And this comes in the prayer, dear brothers and sisters. And prayer is a pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to feel, and all the righteous people used to experience. And we need to experience the pleasure of the prayer. We need to do that. And we need to understand its importance and its position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is the greatest of the pillars of Islam after Shahada. Salah is the pillar of this deen. Salah is the first thing that the servant will be questioned about on the day of resurrection. Salah is the last advice of the Prophet ﷺ to his ummah. Rasulullah was the most sincere advisor, the most caring towards his ummah. Yet, therefore, when his last words were to order us and remind us to take care of the prayer, this shows how important it is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died while he was repeating as-salata as-salata wa ma malakat ayman, as-salata as-salata wa ma malakat aymanukum, as-salata as-salata wa ma malakat aymanukum. And when his tongue failed to respond with his will to say it, the sahaba heard its sound coming from his chest without his tongue being able to repeat it, just to draw the attention of his ummah about the importance of this sacred obligation from Allah that was enjoined upon us for us. Wallahi, for us. For us, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to empower us, to make us able to face the challenges of life and to enjoy the meaning of iman, the true iman, and enjoy this great ibadah. Dear brothers and sisters, unlike other obligations, salah was enjoined upon the Muslims through direct communication between Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the journey of Mi'raj. So even the mediation of Jibreel was not there when it came to Salah. This shows it's important. Salah was enjoined 50 times a day upon the Muslims, first of all. Then Allah, by His grace, by His mercy, He reduced the number to 5 and kept the reward of the Salah for 50. Salah, dear brothers and sisters, is the most important quality of those who will have the highest position in the sight of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Indeed, successful are those who humble the believers, those who humble themselves in their prayers. He started describing those who attain the supreme success by describing their qualities, that they are the believers, and he listed several qualities, the first of which is that they humble themselves in their prayers. And then he concluded that by saying وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, and those who guard their prayers, they humble themselves in the prayer, they guard their prayers. He started their description by something related to Salah and ended their description by something related to Salah. Dear brothers and sisters, when I say the word Salah, what comes to your mind first of all? What is the first thing that comes to your mind? These physical actions, right? However, dear brothers, the purpose of the Salah, the purpose of the Salah, and this is one of the secrets of the Salah and deep wisdom of the Salah, is for this heart to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and be present before Him without distractions. This is the purpose of the Salah. So when Salah is mentioned, we should always think of the heart. Because this is salah. Salah is the salah of the heart. Salah is when the heart say Allahu Akbar and believes in it. When the heart stands in the prayer, when the heart bowed down, when the heart prostrate, when the heart make ruku and sujood, this is the salah. Salah, when this heart gives undivided attention toward the salah and realizes the stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is salah. It is big no-no when we are praying to be distracted by something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is nothing that deserves our intention more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we acknowledge in every movement that Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So who is there that is worthier of our attention than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dear brother, this is the soul of the prayer. The soul of the prayer is for this heart to be attached and connected with Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear brothers and sisters, there are many special features for this salah. Allah has enjoined this salah upon the Muslims in every condition. There is no excuse for people to leave out this salah. If you are traveling, you have to pray. If you are sick, you have to pray. If you are in war situation, you have to pray. If you cannot stand, you have to pray. If you cannot sit, you have to pray. If you cannot move any part of your body, you have to pray. You have to pray in all circumstances, these five time prayers. Now, for every situation, there are special consideration and special rules and concessions. But still, one should pray. And one thing that is common in all situations of prayer is that our heart should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is our source of nourishment. This is what keeps our heart alive. Without the prayer, our hearts may die. And then people live in misery and suffering and hardship. But if one's heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one lives in peace, even if he is in the fire of this life, as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a role for every part of the body in this prayer. But the most important role is the role of the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to prepare for this prayer, because this is a special occasion. It is a private conversation with Allah Rabbul Alameen. And therefore, we cleanse ourselves. And we cleanse ourselves internally and outwardly by performing the wudu and by saying, making tawbah. Because we say after wudu, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin wa ja'alni min at-mutatahhirin. By the tawbah, we cleanse our inside. And by the water, we cleanse our outside. So be ready for this stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah, dear brothers, forbids the person from committing evil and indecent acts. Salah cleanses the person from sins. Salah is a light for the person on the day of judgment, when the only light is that which is the generated by our righteous deed in this life. Salah is what raises our ranks in the sight of Allah. Salah is one or the way to be closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the companions who used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask the Prophet asked him, "Sell, ask me anything. Just tell me how can he serve." He used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to be generous with him, and he told him, "Go ahead, ask anything of me." And he told him, أُرِيدُ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, I want to be your companion in paradise. See the clarity of goal and mission. See, they know what they want. And he asked the highest thing that can be asked. What is better than being with the Prophet in paradise? Tell me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to negotiate with this person. أو غير ذلك, or is it something else? He said, هو ذاك, that this is what I want. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, أعيني على نفسك بكثرة السجود, help me, help me to fulfill your desire to be with me by praying as many times as you can. So the prayers was his way and will be our way inshaAllah to be as close as we can to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise.